Scrollers and Avocados.
Hey, Doom Scrollers. Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. Nothing says personal growth like blaming your bad texts, bad ex, and bad bangs on a full moon. So, today I have Sean and Peter with me.
Hola.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about astrology and why the stars made me do it. So does anyone want to fire away with a bad decision they made and they blamed it on astrology?
I mean, I'm sure I do, but you got to jog my memory here.
I mean, I feel like if I really thought about it, I could blame just about anything that I regret on something to do with astrology.
I mean, you obviously blame yourself when you're with a Libra, like. I'm sorry.
You just jumped right in the deep end there.
I think I'm just going to get the rant started. But yeah, Libras, honestly, I know there's a bunch of you that are probably out there and you're listening. Not all of you. This does not pertain to all of you. But the majority of you are extremely conceited. I don't know if you remember this, Carissa, when we worked at the testing lab and we had that.
Yes.
That girl that came in. She was your typical Libra. So I think that kind of, it's not necessarily a bad date, but anytime I've, wait, our ex is a Libra too.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So yeah, any Libra. It's more, they're so conceited to the point. They think that they think they're amazing at everything that they do. And they think that they're just being like confident. And it's not confidence.
I just thought she was hot. I'm going to be honest.
So I'm somewhat of an expert on this. I've dated three Libras.
I also need to be careful. Hold on. Preface this. I need to be careful because my boss is a Libra. And I absolutely love you if you're listening. So stop.
But yeah, no, I dated three Libras, three male Libras. And yeah, they were very different from each other, but they were all a lot.
A lot alike, right?
No.
So, you know what I mean? Personality-wise, not necessarily physically.
No. Not really.
They were all illegal.
One of them was one of the redheads.
Back to the ginger snaps.
The other two were both Latinos.
I didn't realize they were both. Yeah, our ex was Puerto Rican, but I didn't realize the
Colombian.
Yeah, I was going to say coke sniffer, but
jeez.
This has nothing to do, that Colombian part is just an additive to that.
No, his drug of choice was ecstasy. Last time I checked.
Yeah, well, he didn't excite me at all. Anyway, moving on. Anyone else got any good story?
No, but I remember the girl that we worked with that was a Libra. And I openly flirted with her just because she would give me attention, but I wanted no part of that. There was something about her, like you said, that she was just so cocky and I don't know.
They are cocky and they mistake it for confidence when it really just comes across as arrogance.
Do you feel like there are any other signs that do that as well?
I
have two that come to mind for not exactly the same reason, but they're kind of on like the similar.
Not the same reasons, but I feel like Sagittarius tries to make their life more interesting than it actually is.
Yes,
that's
I agree.
What I was thinking.
I agree with you.
You're sex addicts. Just admit it and enjoy it.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
But the rest of your life is boring.
I also feel like Leos can be a bit cocky sometimes.
They are. They can also be manipulative, psychotic. Yes.
They are by far one of the most manipulative signs.
You can tell them to get out of your car in the middle of Worcester.
This sounds like a personal experience.
Unbuckle their seatbelts, open the door for them, and they won't get out.
I don't feel like I know who this is.
Oh, you know who this is. This happened to me.
I mean, Leo is right around my birthday. I'm a Cancer, though, but
end of July, think hard.
I have no idea.
She talked a lot.
Oh. Oh, the one that lives out in the middle of East Chuckafuck.
Yes, the one that lived in the boonies. Yep.
Yeah.
But with a child?
She does have a child now. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she was a Leo, but it makes sense now.
Yes, she was a Leo. And oh my God, after her, I swore to myself I would never date a Leo again.
I mean, I think that Leos are very intelligent and they're very confident, and it's not cockiness. But I also think that they got like wrapped up in the fact that their star sign is a lion. So they think that like they're the head of the pride.
Oh, and they roar. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, I get that. I agree with you.
Like mine is a fucking crab. A crab that if you actually see the symbol for it is 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes you a little more interesting, don't you think?
Not really. Really likes the 69.
You know they have like, all right, so the signs, there's like earth, wind, water, fire. We're going back to Captain Planet here, but astrology touches love. On that, I guess.
Or love. I think they called it heart.
Yeah, heart. That's heart. What it was.
You sound like
was
you're talking about Care Bears.
Wait, was he your favorite?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Him and I think, I don't know if she was water or wind.
Wind.
She was
queef.
She's the Asian girl, right?
I think so.
That's the one I liked.
That was wind. Yeah.
Not the blonde girl.
No, that was water.
Okay, yeah. I liked that. Then it was wind.
Yeah, I love that show.
I'm a water sign.
Captain Hero used to scare me.
Yeah, you're a water sign.
When I was a kid. When they would do that, like the whole thing, I'd get excited when they're all the rings. And then he would come and I'd run out of the room. He would come and I'd run out of the room.
You am.
Not the only time that's happened. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I would get Sicko. Scared of him.
That's so funny.
I would also get scared when my dad would play Love Shack and RuPaul would come on and scream.
Oh my God.
I would
funny.
Run down the hallway away from the TV and then run back when he was done screaming.
RuPaul at that time was scary.
Well, because, okay, so now we're going off topic here, but I have to say this. When I was a kid, I truly believed RuPaul was a woman. I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think I knew either.
I was like, wow, that's the most beautiful black woman I've ever seen.
With her piss yellow wig. I really can't.
She didn't wear the piss yellow ones
she
that
did.
Back
it was
then,
like
did she?
Gold.
She did. Yeah, they were like golden.
Oh, she still does that.
It's not a good color.
Can we also talk about how far back she wears them? Sent me the person talking about it.
I fucking hate that. Her hairline starts on her ass crack.
The guy's talking about it. He's like, the problem is, aside from the wig itself, is that she's wearing it so far back, it looks like she's a bald woman standing in front of the wig.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said that, I was like, no, that's exactly what it looks like.
It
looks like the wig is behind her.
Bad Chris.
I'm never going to unsee it. Now, the next time I see RuPaul on TV, that's all I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of wind, I think you're an air sign. Isn't it?
Earth. Capricorn is Earth.
Capricorn, yeah. Capricorn and Taurus are both Earth.
Oh, jeez.
That's your mom.
You guys are supposed to be more
Virgo.
Yeah, Taurus is Earth.
Air sign.
That's
I
why
believe.
We get along so well. I mean, but I wasn't running from Captain Planet.
I mean, I'm supposed
listen,
to be...
different times of the year for these Earth signs here. Different fears.
I've never met a Taurus that I didn't like.
Same.
That I didn't get along with. I enjoy when people are very stubborn and they stick to their morals. I really do. I don't mind butting heads with people at all. So I love Taurians. The biggest sign I have a problem with other than Libras are Aries. Why look for the fucking fight? Like, I get it. You're a war sign. Like, you're the god of war. But why are you looking for the fucking fight? Sometimes it's just like, I ate your last chicken nugget, bitch. Like, get over it. This does not need to be dragged down in the middle of the street, screaming at the top of your lungs.
I agree with you. It's weird for me because I'm an Aries rising. So from what I've learned about astrology, and I'm not an expert, so listeners, if you know more, please let me know about it. But from my understanding is that that can actually be a bigger indicator of how you are in daily life than your, like, just your general sign. Yeah. So I'm definitely a true Taurus. I'm very stubborn. I'm very loyal to the people that I care about. But at the same time, I'm also very hot-headed. And like, if something sets me off, it sets me off.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I'm a Cancer. I'm supposed to be overly emotional, and I'm not. But I have a lot of Leo traits, but I'm actually a Virgo rising, so it makes more sense that I'm more grounded.
yeah, back to what I was saying, Virgo is also an earth sign. So Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo are all earth. Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius are fire.
Okay.
Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius are air. And the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Gotcha.
Okay. That makes sense. But yeah, I'm a Virgo rising, so it makes sense that I need structure and I need things a certain way. But I'm also very go with the flow, and I think that's my Cancerian traits.
I think another thing that people often think with Cancer is like overly emotional, and I don't think that that's always how it presents itself. I think specifically with you, you care a lot about what's important to you, and what's important to you, you become emotionally invested in. It's not so much that you are overly emotional or easily like set off crying or angry. It's more so that if you're going to put your time and effort into it, it's got to mean something to you.
Right. Yeah,
I agree. And what Carissa's sign, she's a Capricorn. You guys are workaholics. You're supposed, that's what drives you. You find something, you stick to it, and you continue. Like, it becomes your personal goal.
But do you think I'm a workaholic?
With the amount of times you go to a gym in the week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, not with like work specifically, but with what you enjoy, I feel like...
The energy you put into your relationships.
Yeah. The energy you put into stuff.
Yeah.
You give it your all.
That's true. Yeah, he's right. The energy I put into relationships, yes, for sure. Work, yes, I do put a lot of energy and time into work. But you're right, like even working out. And when I'm not working out, I read a lot about fitness. And there, I don't know everything. You know what I mean? It's, yes, I have the certification, but it doesn't mean you know everything. There's always room to grow and to learn. And so I guess, yeah, in that sense, I am a workaholic because I'm always reading about that stuff.
And you enjoy it. You like to learn new stuff. You like to find out about different ways you can use an exercise or different information about nutrition facts. Those things are interesting to you.
Yeah, seems. For sure. I mean, just the other day, I was having an issue. So I was deadlifting. We're going to really go into it here.
They're finally getting a taste of the fitness side of you.
Yeah. So I was deadlifting the other day, and I can deadlift 95 pounds, which is a significant amount of weight considering my legs are not my strong suit. My arms are much stronger, which is why I flex them on Instagram. Check out my Instagram.
So she can deadlift one of my ass cheeks.
Yes, basically. So anyway, I realized that I was getting lower back pain from it. And I know that lower back pain, just from my knowledge of fitness, is poor form. And I was trying to figure out what I was doing wrong. And even when I corrected my form, I still was having issues. So I watched myself in the mirror, noticed that my knees cave in when I'm lifting the weight, which means I'm actually, my hamstrings are not as strong as I thought they were. So I have to work on doing the deadlift and getting the proper form with a lower weight before lifting that amount of weight. But I researched it.
Yeah.
Clearly, workaholic. So now I know.
I could have told you this.
I know.
Your major problem was that you were working out in general. Fork and knife. It's all the workout you need. People are going to see me and be like, he's not 800 pounds.
Darian Lake said it the best. I'm like a ninja in the gym. You never see me.
Yes.
That was the best text you ever could have sent me. You'll never see me there.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet any of you listeners and realize that I'm not this fucking like sun blocking individual.
I don't think that's the vibe you give off, but maybe I'm biased.
You can see me right now physically.
No, I don't think that you're a beach whale or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, there she blows, get your harpoons. That's how I see myself. And oh, I'm my okay God. With it.
Well, I have a question for you guys on the topic of astrology. Who actually checks their horoscope like regularly? And when you do check it, is it like really checking it for information, or is it for the drama?
I can't say I check it regularly, but I do listen to a lot of tarot stuff. And honestly, I've listened to 20 billion different tarot card readers on YouTube. Thank you. And it's their general collective reading. So it's like not everything is going to resonate, but some shit has come true or has been real or is happening in my life. Yeah. You can't say everything, but it's relatable. I mean, they can't give me exact details. But yes, I do hone in on that. And I think it is. Let me phrase it this way. So a friend of mine put it this way. She said, everybody out there believes in a God or there's some kind of higher power out there, right? Mm-hmm. And if you can believe in that, why can't you believe in tarot?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're thinking this one person created the world and all these other things, and there's an explanation for everything. But this tarot card reader is telling you something because it's something spiritually that they believe in.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little side note on that. I'm sorry for interrupting, but honestly, you can't live in our state and not believe it. We are the home of the Salem witch trials. We go to Salem every year at Halloween. We see all of these tarot card readers. We see the people there with their crystal balls and their crystals and the witches that are out in the streets. Like, so it's hard for a true Bostonian Massachusetts person to not believe in it. So I get, for us, it's like an unwavering thing, but I can see where other people might.
Well, what I have to say about that, and this is coming from the growing up in the church and then also from one of the classes that I decided to take when I was in school recently with mythology, the talk about things like fortune telling and witches, stuff like that, it's in everything. It's in other religions. And if it's in the religion, why is it in there? Because it was probably real. Because if you're going to say that this person came down from the sky and did all this stuff, but then you're afraid of the woman over here who can talk to like the earth, something doesn't make sense to me. Like, why is that so bad?
Right.
There's an ounce of truth to every myth.
Yeah.
There is.
Well, and that's thank you. That's kind of where I was trying to go with it. Like, I don't think that they would be putting in there and like trying to tell people that it's bad if there wasn't some validity to the fact that it's real and it exists. Yeah. Not saying that it's bad, just saying.
I think that comes along with curses, tarot card reading. Like, yeah, there are only certain things that are going to resonate with you because they're tarot-ing for the masses. But you also like pick and choose what you see with your horoscope. Like, I read mine every day, but then I get really annoyed with it because it's basically saying I'm gonna kick and scream and do the baby cry on the floor. And I'm like,
you damn Cancer.
I know, this is what bothers me about people talking about Cancers, is that they always think that we're like these hyper emotional, gonna cry at the drop of a hat, and oh my god, might have sensitive nipples and don't touch me and all that stuff.
Well, you don't like your nipples being touched.
It's not because they're not, they're sensitive. They don't have emotions. It's just a personal preference. I don't see what it does for anyone.
You can't milk him. He doesn't like it.
Don't touch him.
I think that means something different with gays, Carissa.
Yeah, a bit. I'm not going to go there in this episode.
I wasn't going there.
Maybe during Pride Month.
Just coming up soon. Anyway, but yeah, I think that, like you were saying, only things resonate with you, certain things.
Well, I think that goes back to like knowing more about your birth chart from, and I don't know a lot about this. It's just like what I've kind of picked up off of TikTok or from some reading and stuff. But having a horoscope that's more aligned with information from your birth chart can give you a better reading, I think. So like, I don't know really how you get it, but from what what I typically do is I'll read about my rising signs and I'll read about my like general sign, and then I'll kind of see how I feel it fits to my life. And maybe that's not how you're supposed to use it, but hey, it's, for the most part, it works for me.
Like, from what I get about it, to find like your rising sign and your moon sign, it's is it moon or sun?
Yeah, it's moon. It's, well, moon. You got it right.
You have like a whole bunch of other stuff, but like, yeah, those are the three main ones.
It comes from your birth date, your birth time. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, your day, your birth date, the time of day, and the actual, I think, was it the day of the week, maybe?
Yeah.
Are you looking it up?
We were both born on a Sunday, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, we were both born on a Sunday. I was born Sunday in the evening.
I was the morning.
Yeah.
Your birth chart, also called your natal chart, is basically a snapshot of where the planets were in the sky at the exact time and place you were born. Here's how it's figured out. Exact birth time, date, month, day, year, exact birth time, as close as possible. Even a few minutes can change your chart. And birthplace, city, state, country.
We were born in the same city.
Probably the same hospital, right?
Yeah. Probably the same room.
I think me and my brother and sister were all born in the same hospital, too.
Yeah, we were probably born the same nurse, probably.
It was probably the same nurse. She's probably smoking a cigarette, too, while she delivered us.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. Were we all born when you could still smoke in hospitals?
I don't think so.
Born in the freaking 70s.
I was going to say, I think it was
born in the 90s.
I worked in a restaurant when you could still smoke in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You worked
remember.
In Rhode Island.
Do you remember we used to go to breakfast on the weekends and we used to have to sit in the non-smoking section?
Yeah. But it was really all the smoking section because the smoke travels.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. It's like the casino.
Remember when that restaurant got like the facelift and the dividers? We used to go and they used to have these dividers that were like, we thought that they were just stained that color, like they were brown.
Yeah.
And it was because of all the smoke. And shit that was on them that were caked on. Like one day we scraped it and it was just like all gelatinous.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so gross.
That
was the divider.
So the restaurant got like a facelift and they're all gone now. But it's like, you know, what they call, and I'm doing air quotes right now because you can't see me. But they call it millennial gray. Did you know that? That they call this color millennial gray?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what I call it? Having a house and you don't. So what the fuck does it matter?
God. Now we're getting canceled.
What does it matter what color gray my fucking walls are? I own these walls. Do you? Are you still in your parents' basement? I thought so. All right. Don't worry about what fucking color I put in my bathroom. At least I can afford the fucking paint in the bathroom. That's it. Sorry. That was my rant.
On that note, would you guys like to know more about your birth chart and what it tells you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get into it.
Using the exact birth date, birth time, and birthplace, your chart calculates what zodiac sign each planet was in, like your moon could be in Libra, your Mercury could be in Virgo, etc. What house each planet falls in. Houses represent different parts of life, like career, relationship, etc. What aspects are formed, the angles between planets like conjunctions, squares, oppositions, which show how the energies interact. The final chart looks like a circle divided into 12 slices, the houses.
The pizza.
With the planets placed around it. Each part of the chart gives different information about your personality, emotions, communication style, relationships, career path, etc.
Okay, so then... Now, what I've learned from tarot is that tarot cards are pretty much based all around these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have books that are derived, you know, from astrology, and they talk about, well, who the hell knows that a Capricorn is a workaholic and logical? You know, I mean, unless you know me, then you know.
I've met you.
Right. But no, seriously, you can read a book. So think about it. It has to have some kind of truth to it because who wrote the book? Just like the damn Bible.
Well, remember I had that book on the birthdays.
There. Yes. Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
We don't want to get into that conversation.
No. Millennial gray. Now it's washed.
Well, I mean, I know who some people think wrote the Bible.
Oh my God. He brought it right back.
He did.
But let me just tell you guys, I'm sure none of our listeners think this, but Donald Trump did not write the Bible.
No.
There would be orange in that case.
Through and through. Literally the pages.
Sorry, just had to get that plug in there.
Cheeto dust.
The pages and the cover.
It would be like solid gold in the middle. And like, it's fake gold, obviously.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, it's a pirate because he doesn't have any money. Just saying. But then like the outside would just be like a layer of Dorito dust.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Have you guys seen the AI videos that they've been posting all over the internet of him like patting his face with Cheetos?
Yes. It's Cheeto dust. Yeah.
He's got like a clump of Cheetos out of the bag. He goes, just tapped it all over his face.
That's not gonna absorb all that oil from all the fucking McDonald's he eats. God, and his I'm sorry, I'm just gonna throw this out here. I know it's random. And why do I always apologize? This is part of our fucking brand. Anyway, but he when he was on trial and he kept falling asleep, he was blaming it on the fact that he didn't have his 12 Cokes a day. Who the fuck drinks 12 Cokes a day?
How's he alive?
The kidney stones.
No, while we're on the topic of who does this, who the fuck carries $3,000 in cash on a regular basis? Like, who just goes around with a bag full of fucking $3,000?
Why do you need that much cash on you?
I call bullshit.
I bet you your kitchen's gray.
I need that the clip of that kid. Bullshit.
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 A bullshit? I don't know. If you can carry that kind of money and not really miss it when it gets stolen or mugged or whatever the fuck happened, because she's a white girl, I don't know. But if you can carry that kind of money and feel confident that you can carry it and no one's going to mug you, you deserve to be robbed. Well,
yeah. Like, I can't think of anyone who would just walk around with $3,000 cash for no fucking reason.
I don't like walking around with more than $100 worth of cash for no reason.
Do you think Mercury was in retrograde when she was robbed?
It probably was, to be honest. I blame Mercury retrograde for everything.
I feel like everyone blames that all the time. Do you know that Mercury goes into retrograde many times in the year?
I want to know how many times it goes into retrograde throughout the year, because I feel like my life can be in shambles for months at a time, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, rainbows and unicorns. Yay.
Sorry about that. I was getting a little parched.
You forgot to say fire in your hole.
I don't think I think it was self-explanatory.
At least he's pouring it into a glass and not drinking it from the bottle.
Not a fucking savage.
Let's see if he pours the same amount for both of you this time.
It's gonna overflow.
It's never gonna overflow. Stop fucking talking about my drink.
It's gonna overflow.
Did it? Did it, bitch? No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. I was wrong.
Here. Are you parched? Maybe you should drink more. You'll be more fun.
Oh, a whole bottle for me. Thank you.
At least one of you has a glass.
Both of us do. Funny thing about these glasses is that Sean got them for me for Christmas 2 years ago, because it has the
first year that we were here, actually.
That's what I said, 3 years ago. Anyway, he got these glasses for a champagne flutes because it's my favorite singer, and it was during lockdown, so we would listen to her concert all the time, and she had just released a Christmas album. And one of them says, "Here's a toast," and the other one says, "To me and you, dear." Because it's from her song.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. How gay of you.
And the worst part is I shattered the first two that we got me. So last, not because of anything violent.
No. You just threw a pillow both times and it just so happened to hit the fucking glass.
Yes, I'm very clumsy. It's probably because I'm fat. No, I'm just kidding. No, and then Sean surprised me and got them again for Christmas. So he got the last pair.
I was going to say, don't break these, because there were only 50 left. 50, I think 50 made or something. There wasn't a lot made. However many were made, there was not many left. I don't think there are any available on her website anymore. Yeah. So don't break them.
It's going to be interesting traveling with these.
Anyway. Wrap them in a lot of bubble wrap.
Anyway, yes. So we got that, yeah. So that was my whole rant about champagne. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Mercury retrograde. How many times a year does that happen?
Oh, that's what I was looking up.
He's not there yet.
Yeah, I see that.
But that's okay. I know it happens frequently because I feel like my life is shit multiple times a year.
I think it's like four.
Is it really four times? It could be. That makes sense. We definitely just had one. I know
Mercury
that.
Goes into retrograde about 3 to 4 times a year.
See? I was right.
So it's pretty common.
And we just had one, did we not?
No.
Each Trump Mercury retrograde lasts around 3 weeks at a time.
So Trump was just elected.
That was the first one for 2025.
Yeah, the freaking Earth changed its tilt on its axis.
The Earth is upside down now.
Fuck. We're going to start seeing the Arctic.
Oh, you guys saw that thing about The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
With their prediction for April 12th.
It didn't come true.
They got it wrong.
They need a new tarot reader.
They need a new tarot reader. It is right.
Someone hold a seance with Baba Yaga.
Baba Vanga.
Baba Vanga, not Baba Yaga. That's a demon or yeah. something.
It's a demon witch. She'll tell you anything you want to hear.
Jeez. Don't summon her.
Don't listen to me, guys. Don't take any advice from me.
You just want a seance from Baba Yaga. You just fucking see me before coffee in the morning. I'll tell you exactly what you don't want to hear. Just don't talk to me. You all suck.
Again, don't take any advice from me.
Anyway, like I feel, yeah, there are a lot of things that people blame this on. I think the Mercury in retrograde is retrograde. Retrograde. Have another one, Peter. Retrograde is the biggest thing that people blame it on, and I think they just use that as like a general thing because they don't actually know.
They don't know what's happening.
So
no.
It's funny because this actually says it's why. So it says that each Mercury retrograde lasts about three weeks at a time, but if you count the shadow periods before and after Mercury is slow, when Mercury is slowing down and speeding back up, the effects can stretch a little longer, 5 to 6 weeks. It's why people are always blaming Mercury for communication problems, tech issues, travel delays, and exes texting out of nowhere several times a year.
Wow.
I don't think that's happened in a long time. Exes texting out of nowhere.
Yes.
Technically, yours texted yesterday. Martin texted.
Martin's a friend. It's not real. That never happened.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Mine texted me a few weeks ago, but I mean, that's
you guys
not
are
an.
Also friends.
We're also friends, so that's not an uncommon thing.
Let's have her on. I think that
mine
people would really enjoy
me.
Her.
I think we should have her on. I'm going to ask her.
Yeah. I think they would really enjoy her. She's hysterical.
And plus, I agree.
She would have been perfect for this.
Yeah.
She would have actually, yeah, because she's very spiritual and she's the reason that I do know stuff about astrology or actually kind of got into it. She's very grounded and she's one of those earth crunchy people.
Maybe we'll have to touch on it for a moment and do like a revisit to this episode for 5 to 10 minutes or something, 5 to 10 minutes or something to get her opinion on some of these things that we weren't fully sure about.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the day that I saw her outside picking berries from our yard. Mind you, we lived in a three-decker in the city, okay? and she's bringing them in the house, and she's got the oven preheating, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm bringing these berries in. I'm putting together something to do protection. And I said, you're taking the fucking red bird berries from the backyard, and you're going to make protection out of that? And you're going to fucking bake them in our oven? What in the actual fuck is happening here?
She's going to dehydrate them.
She had something going.
Shriveled bird testicles. That's what they're going to look like.
I may not have understood it then, but I mean, I guess now I have a better understanding of it. Not so much the berries, but.
Good for her. She's marrying a scientist. Like, shit, what are we doing wrong, millennial gray?
Yeah, my hair is going millennial gray.
I got them too. Don't feel bad.
When you find them down below. Anyway.
Not allowing that to happen.
Carissa's going to die or she's going to remove the whole airport.
Just nair it all the time.
Wouldn't that get like raw?
Hardwood floors.
It probably would. Honestly, I wouldn't do that.
Hardwood floors?
Yeah. When it's all like wax. That's what they call it, I thought.
Oh.
That sounds
I've never
really
heard that.
You've never heard
stiff.
That?
No.
Yeah, because like, they say like
stiff.
The carpet and then it's there's no carpet, there's hardwoods.
I've never heard of it that way.
I've never heard of it. Wow. Maybe I made this up in my mind.
I've heard chicken skin.
I've never heard that one. Oh no.
Because it's like if you pluck feathers out of a chicken.
That was very graphic.
Okay, while we're on that topic, what
this
is
went south.
As for a woman, because I obviously don't see vaginas on the regular. How do you feel as a lesbian about like hair removal? Like, do you prefer there to be hair on a woman's
No, thank you.
Or completely mm-hmm. gone.
Completely gone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Peter, when for a
not
guy, because there's a reason I'm asking this question. For a guy, what is your preference with a man? Would you prefer that they have some trimmed, like, gone what?
I think it depends on your partner. No, it doesn't. That's a fucking lie. The bald thing down there freaks me out because it's
yes.
like you're sleeping with an adolescent.
And yes.
You feel like you're freaking, you feel like a pedophile.
Yes.
So I don't think that. I think that it's normal to have, even the trimming thing, like I don't, we heard this before. I don't like guys that are extremely like well-kempt. I don't, you need to have some sort of stink.
Okay, but I also don't want to floss my teeth with your pubes.
Right.
Which sure I think is kind of where Carissa was going with
that. Exactly, yes.
Make sure they're weed whacked, but don't like overdo it where you have like an ace of spades for getting trimmed yeah. into it.
But, I don't care if there's a little bit, you know, but no, we're not having fucking.
But you're not trying to
buckwheat,
dig through the bush.
Okay.
You don't want tumbleweeds.
I don't want any buckwheat.
Have a whole cornfield growing.
No.
National forests. Yeah. No, I think that's my thing. You just have to have like some grit to you. You pull that whole thing off and it's just like, ew, instant flaccid. I feel like a pedophile. I'm going home. I don't care that you're a 30-year-old man. Down below you look like you're prepubescent.
It's funny because I was thinking the same thing. Like I was thinking how I had seen people who had been older than me throughout my life who would remove all of the hair, and I'm like, now I just feel weird about this, and I know you're older than me. Like there's nothing wrong with doing anything, but this just feels strange.
I think that in gay community they do it because they think it makes their penis look bigger.
That's what I've heard. Yeah
I can
but
see
it
that
doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
It only does to an extent. Like, once you remove all of it, it kind of defeats the purpose.
But if it makes your penis look bigger, how much hair did you have to begin with?
Right.
Too much to get to it.
Cornfields.
Just making crop circles down there.
Crop circles.
Yeah, I think that's also a very big Sagittarius thing.
Crop circles.
Sagittarius thing?
No, I feel like you'll find more Sagittarius than any other no, I lied. They're probably second. I think that Libras are probably the more like everything needs to
yeah.
be gone smooth.
Yeah.
And when your ass gleams in the fucking moonlight and you've like lotioned and moisturized so that your skin is like glass, it's too much. Like you don't want to, you touch them and you slide right off.
Oh my God.
That's too much. So I think that Libras and Sagittarius are probably like the biggest ones to be sexually prepared in the way that they look like a toddler.
Yeah, Capricorns are pretty prepared, I'd say.
Well, you just said that.
Well,
chicken
I mean,
skin.
Yeah. Well, I'm not just talking about myself. I mean, I've been with a Capricorn, so.
Oh, that's a good topic. Have any of you been with your zodiac sign?
We have the same birthday.
Boy.
We have the same birthday, just born a different year.
So I have the same, I dated someone who was born the same birthday, same year as me.
Yeah, I've dated.
It did not work.
Same birthday, same. Yeah, I was, well, me and her same birthday, different year. We're very similar, but different.
I've dated Cancers on either side of my birthday. So they're one that's leaning more, I can't remember what's before, Taurus, Gemini, leaning more Gemini, and then I had one that's leaning more Leo, and yeah, they're two different ends of the spectrum there. Yeah, the one you all know, the one that was leaning more Gemini, the one that used to steal booze.
Oh, yeah.
He recently he was more like effeminate and crazy, and then you know the one that I dated that was leaning towards Leo.
And yeah, I remember him.
He was more direct and I don't know. They were both emotional.
They were both really emotional.
But different ends of the spectrum. One was angry and the other one was like cry over everything.
Just sad. He would cry over spilled milk, literally.
Yeah.
That's the one who always wanted to walk home, right?
Yeah.
From yep. wherever the hell you were.
Yes.
Home was closed for him.
Yes.
Don't feel bad. It was like six streets away.
I've dated a lot of different signs, actually, if I think back. I've dated a Gemini. The Gemini was actually my longest relationship.
Yeah.
That must be interesting, though, because Geminis are not typically easy to deal with, and women Geminis tend to be
crazy. You guys have some experience, though, with your father being a true Gemini.
Oh, we have three Geminis in the family.
Yeah, we have three Geminis in our family. So really? Our grandma.
Yeah.
She's the Gemini, too. I didn't
realize. Grandma, yep. uncle.
Our uncle.
I didn't realize that.
Our father.
And our dad.
Both of them were.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the other two were June Geminis. That's why.
Yeah. The May ones are crazy.
Well, the June one's crazy. That's the ex I'm talking about. Right? She was a June Gemini. Yeah.
But very beginning of June?
No, middle of June. Yeah, she was right literally the day before our uncle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It was the 13th.
Your grandmother's the beginning of June.
She's the 18th of June.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's still the 20th, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
So I guess we do have a lot of experience with Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
We have more experience with cancers in our family. There's a
Oh, yeah, that too.
Because you got...
They all stole my fucking month.
The other
three
two.
Three cousins.
No, I have more.
Two Gen Zs stole your month.
Oh, shit. You've got on your dad's side, he's got one.
I have eight. People in July in our family.
I know you got me really thinking.
Nine, including myself. So we have our uncle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His son.
Yep.
Then we have our other uncle's son. Both of his sons.
Yep.
We're talking about your mom's side right now.
No, we're talking about all of them.
He's just mentioning, but all of them.
I'm trying to like follow along in my head.
On my dad's side, we have one girl. It's in July, okay. And then you threw me off.
Sorry.
We're on five, and then we have another cousin from our cousin that passed away, rest in peace. And then we have, there's three more, I know. I just can't remember who it is right now. Sorry, family, if you're listening.
I didn't realize there were that many in July.
Yeah, there's five. So the dates, sorry. There's 5, 7, 11, 15th, which is me, 16.
Yeah.
17, the 24th.
Oh, the 19th.
The 19th. And then, I'm sorry, on that side.
Oh, wait, the 24th, I think, is a cusper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Leo.
No, she's a Leo.
She's a Leo, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a bunch of them.
Explains a lot.
She's a Leo, but she's like barely a Leo.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
she lives in the next town. Yeah, there's a bunch of Julys and a bunch of Cancers.
That's
true. I think there's only one Leo.
I'm the only Capricorn.
Yeah,
just me, the only weirdo.
Sean would have been the other.
There
would have been two,
right?
Taurians. Yeah,
yeah.
But
he's the only other one in your family that you guys know of.
Yeah, you and him probably. You guys probably would have got along too.
I was gonna say, your mom always talks about how he was and how he could be like she obviously loves him, but like she talks about how he could be a pain in the ass sometimes because of his sense of humor and how he liked to joke with people.
It sounds like you.
But every time she talks about him, I always think to myself, I feel like me and him would have gotten along really well for some reason. There's just something about. Anytime any of you talk about him, I think that I'm like, I really wish I got to meet him.
You would have just laughed at all the craziness.
Yeah. Male and female of each zodiac sign are different, though.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is a really good point.
We've got a lot of Scorpios in our family.
Yes.
And
yes,
they are
do.
Completely different male and female side.
They're both very, very different. I also have a friend that's a Scorpio. And she's very different than the two of them, which is the weirdest thing.
They're the strangest sign because they They're supposed to be mysterious.
They are mysterious a little bit.
They're supposed to be mysterious, but they're also supposed to be extremely manipulative, and they don't like to talk about their feelings. None of them do.
And see, my friend is the opposite of that.
Yeah, see?
She's slightly mysterious, but she is definitely mysterious a little bit. But yeah, she does talk about feelings, which is odd.
But is she a November?
She is a November, okay. But late November, so she's like just before Sag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, the early November ones are the ones I'm describing. November and end of October.
Yes.
Sean's brother is a Scorpio as well.
Yeah, No.
He's a Libra.
The last day. Yeah.
He's a Libra.
And I'm sure he's very different than the female Libra that we knew.
Yes.
But he's also very different than the gay Libra.
Gay male Libras are different than other just straight male Libras.
They're more in touch with their femininity, so they're very much like the conceited Libras. They're very much like, okay, so I need to stop generalizing on that one. A lot of the Libras that I have come in contact with that have been women tend to be very conceited. But a big thing amongst all Libras is that they can't make a decision to save their lives. They really can't. So you give them choices, you give them more than two choices, and they cannot make a decision.
I feel like that's women in general, not even just a sign.
I feel like you're talking about me. You give me more than two choices, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna make the wrong one.
If you put multiple Libras at like a table and they decide that they're gonna eat dinner together, if the person, like the waiter, comes over and says, oh, we have this on the menu as a special, and then I recommend this, 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 and this, they will literally go back and forth for like an hour deciding on what to eat.
Well, they should probably date somebody who can decide for them, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that it might just be women in general. But
or Sean.
Yeah, or me.
So half woman.
Well, bringing it back to astrology, just a couple fun facts for you guys. So millennials and Gen Z make up 65% of astrology content consumers online.
Wow. Well, we're looking for someone else to blame for our problem.
It kind of sounds like millennials and Gen Z are just kind of like using astrology as a religion, the same way that boomers are clinging to Christianity.
It could be, yeah.
We're looking to the stars. At least we're futuristic.
That's right. See that?
Got our head in the game.
Well, the stars are older than anyone on this planet, so at least we're looking in the right place for answers.
For real. And also, like, on that note, just so everyone knows, for the summer, Mercury retrograde is coming, so you can preemptively start blaming things on it.
Oh, God, send it back.
Just letting you know, putting it out there.
That 3-week period because, you know, pride is
coming up. Right.
You don't want to be down the Cape and then have a fucking hurricane come up and sweep your ass off. No, thanks.
Yeah, I don't. Ugh.
Where are these Mercury retrogrades? Come on, tell us.
Where are they? No, I was just saying it's coming. Yeah. Coming soon.
Oh, it doesn't have a date.
You
want
to know exactly when it's coming.
We need to prepare.
Yeah, bat down the hatches, like shit.
Listen, I didn't want to take shelter. I was just giving you general information.
You said it's coming in summer. That's a long span of time.
Listen, my notes say summer 2025, Mercury retrograde coming soon.
That's soon. That's very soon. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm staying in the house. I'm not speaking to any women. None.
So, you know, it's like, that's a few months. Summer's a few months.
I'm looking. I'm going to try to find out.
Look harder.
Listen, AI only goes so fast. July 18th to August 11th. You've got a little bit more time.
Does it have to be on my birthday area?
It's just after.
It's just after your birthday.
You just miss it. Mercury into retrograde.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
I knew you were
going to do it.
It's all your fault. I fucked up the stars. Great. I'm going to go get some yoni steaming.
You talk so much shit about perianal
steaming for you. Just get that asshole steamed.
There's something I have to tell you.
Anyway. Not last time I checked.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, I talk shit about Libras, but honestly, my old closest friend was an Aries, and she, same day, everything, just a few months before and a year before, and she was, I'm sorry, Aries has to be worse than Libra. They really do. She was down to fight anybody, anytime.
I know this friend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime, over anything. Like, if you looked at her wrong, she was like, oh my God, he just, I fucked the shit out of me. I'm going to go slap the shit out of him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know her too.
I do.
Yeah, she used to live behind us.
Oh, okay, yep.
I mean, we talked about her recently.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
Gumby. Ding, 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 ding.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Yeah, she, that's part of the thing that got her in trouble. But, yeah, I think Aries is probably the worst. What about you?
The worst sign? Oh, my God. I'll just go back to Libra. I mean, not Libra. Sorry. You got me stuck on Libras now. It's definitely not Libra. No, the worst sign for me... was Leo. It's a Leo. Absolutely. I don't even have to hesitate. I had the most miserable experience with a Leo. Granted, you know, I do have a best friend who is also a Leo, but she's an August Leo, so it's a little bit different.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
She's a good singer.
If you're drunk.
I feel like the month affects the type of person that falls into that sign. For sure, because a April, now that the dogs have contributed.
I mean, keep saying what you're saying, because they're going to keep barking. They're just trying to protect us.
Thank you, guys. You protected us from the car that drove by. I was gonna say like a April and a May Taurus are very, very different.
I think that Aquarians probably they are different between the sexes.
They are definitely very different. I have also a best friend who's an Aquarius, and she's very different from our cousin who's also an Aquarius, and their birthdays are literally a day apart.
Yeah, our cousin's very different from his sister who is also an Aquarius.
Yeah.
And they, I don't know, they're very different. See, so that just like goes back to the fact that the sexes are different.
And then on top of that, the birth charts too.
Yeah.
Depending on sun, moon, and rising and all that fun stuff.
Does anybody else feel weird when we're talking about birth charts? It sounds like we're penciling in when someone's going to be like shot out of a vagina.
I mean...
Speaking of that, Sean, you haven't even mentioned what sign... you think is the worst?
I feel like I go back and forth because of different experiences with things, but I would probably say either Libra or Aries for me. I can't quite pinpoint which one I think is worse.
Sounds like you're trying to copy me.
But although I've had some bad experiences with Sagittarius.
I've had horrible experiences with Sagittarius, actually. So I take back the Leo comment, and I'm going to put it to Sagittarius.
The sexual deviance.
Yeah, she was a sexual deviant. She also saw demons in our backyard. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
She was a fucking nut.
It was her. Yeah. She's insane.
Google Maps saw demons in our backyard.
That's right. And the cell phones were talking from the laundry basket.
Oh, my God. Well, on that note... Are there any famous people that you know of that are born on your birthday?
Well, I can find out for you guys. Let's see here. For Carissa's birthday, we've got Rod Stewart, George Foreman for the Grills, if anyone knows.
No one.
He was a boxer.
Yeah, I was going to say he's also a boxer. Too. Pat Benatar.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Renee Rapp. I think I'm going to say his name wrong probably, but I'm going to try it. Rao Alejandro.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Thorn singer. Yeah.
He was born on my birthday.
Puerto Rican.
January 10th.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to you because I just downloaded both your albums onto Apple Music and they're fire. Just saying.
Nice.
So that means that you have, yeah, workaholics. All workaholics.
That's, yeah.
For me, unfortunately, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, a stubborn, bullheaded person essentially stole his company from other people.
George Lucas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski.
Yes, wow. New England Patriots.
And Miranda Cosgrove. I forgot she was born on my birthday.
Wow. He's got a nice little repertoire. Good ones.
And then,
oh boy,
Peter, Diane Kruger.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Forrest Whitaker.
Really? Actor.
Oh, wow.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, perfect. Fluffy. He's fluffy.
Great. Because I'm fucking fat. That's cool.
No, you're fluffy too.
No, I'm fat.
Brian Austin Green. I don't know who that is.
Why does that sound so familiar?
It says he won Best Actor for his role in Beverly Hills 90210.
I knew he was an actor, but I didn't know who, like, what he. It's not coming to mind.
And then I'm not sure. I think this name is Ian. Ian Armitage, maybe. I A I N. Is that how you'd say that? Ian,
maybe.
Ian. I'm not sure.
He's a child actor known for playing the title role in Young Sheldon.
Okay.
Oh, I've never watched that show.
Never watched it, but he's also a Gen Z.
Netflix is always trying to like show it to us every time we finish a show. I always see him coming on there talking to his school over the intercom.
Yeah. He was also born in 2008, so we're not friends.
Yeah, he was born in 2008.
We're not friends. We could be friends. How much money does he have? We could be fucking besties.
That I do not know, and I'm not looking up.
I'm not looking up.
But I will say that you
only
do
16,
share.
I retract that.
You do share your zodiac sign with Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. Well, she's emotional. So typical Cancerian, I guess.
Again, males and females are different.
Yeah. Well, we sound similar. If you ever watch her in interviews, we sound a lot alike.
She's very funny.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm not. Sean didn't finish that sentence.
You are funny.
I got that one without saying because you said that you sound alike in interviews. So I was like, she was very funny. I thought I was just kind of saying it without saying it.
I was hoping to get more interviews out of this.
Anyone who's listening, please contact Peter for an interview.
Yes, I will come and have like that whole smile sweat on your... Sorry.
Underboob sweat. Yeah. Underboob is what he means.
No, the underboob, like if you get it the right way in summer, it looks like a smile.
You know what those are called? The fat sweats.
What the fuck did you just call me? Did she just call me fat sweats?
I can say this because I'm fat too.
Where?
I used to be fat.
Yeah, see? It's not the same. I am in the moment fat. You are no longer. You are a former fatso.
But I can still relate to the fat sweats.
Fat sweats are serious.
The fat sweats are essentially, it's just because you sweat because you're fat. There's no other fucking reason for it.
I sweat because I see cake.
And your rings close on your Apple Watch when you're looking at it.
Yeah. Your heart rate gets going.
Speaking of the Apple Watch, can we talk about the fact that when I drink, my exercise ring goes up?
Because your heart
is your heart rate.
I think they need to figure out like what it's actually exercise and what it's me drinking.
What the fuck is this kid doing? Running in place?
They're like, yeah, let's give him some credit for this exercise time. And I'm really just sitting there having a beer.
That's solid though, you're getting the credit.
That's all that matters these days.
Anyway, guys, we got to wrap things up. So with that being said, I just wanted to say the stars made me do it. The caffeine made me survive it. Peace, love, and questionable decisions.
Oh, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky.
Even Tumblr. Wherever. We're everywhere.
Share, subscribe, and follow. We'll be here next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.